Chapter 2. Living with War. The war dragged on. The armed forces needed more supplies. People at home had to give up many things. Before the war, women wore silk stockings. Most silk came from Japan. During the war, the United States did not trade with Japan. Silk stockings disappeared. So factories made nylon stockings. Soon those disappeared too. The armed forces needed the nylon to make parachutes. Caption: The armed forces needed wool and flannel for uniforms. At home, women's skirts became shorter to save material. Meat, sugar, and flour were needed to feed the soldiers. It became hard for the people at home to get food. Then, the government stepped in. Every family, rich or poor, got ration books. They got one book for each family member. These books held stamps to use to buy food. Each person had the same number of stamps, so each person could buy the same amount of food. People also started growing their own fruits and vegetables. Everyone pitched in. Even people in cities dug up parks to plant gardens. It helped everyone get enough food. Caption: People were asked to plant victory gardens. In their own words, Tom O'Connor grew up during the war, and he remembers. As soon as a delivery truck pulled up to the market, people would find out what was being delivered. If it was anything that was rationed, word would spread like lightning. There would be a line of at least 100 people. Sugar, butter, and meats were the prime catches.